Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 227. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Fozzie.
Yo, what it?
Oh, God.
And Jeff is on vacation.
Was my answer not acceptable to you, sir?
It wasn't, no. I think you can do better, Fozzie.
I can't.
Try again.
I'll just do the Napo hello. Hello.
I was quoting that. Zoolander.
Oh. Well, it's a weird quote from Zoolander to quote.
What the hell is going on?
That would be commonly mistaken for a different scene where someone said hello.
Anyway. It was clearly that particular one.
Mm-hmm. And Don is here as well.
Howdy.
Regretting that decision, though.
Probably.
I'm curious now why I decided to come on, even though I don't feel well. I'm like, well...
WWE, right?
Because it is game week.
Oh, God.
All the games came out this week.
Man, I was putting together the release list this weekend, and I'm like, okay, there's a couple games coming out. I start populating a few of the fields, and I'm sitting there, I'm scrolling down GameFAQs, looking at the games coming out, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on this week, man? Like, where were these games the rest of the year?
This game came out this week. This was
the week of doom.
And
oddly,
the thing
I
is,
haven't
like,
bought
there
a
are lot
game
of...
this week yet.
Yeah, me neither.
But we have
I
played
play,
some of the
Grand
games,
Theft
right?
Auto really bad, so...
So do we want to start there?
Grand Theft Auto?
I haven't gotten to play it, but I would like to hear. I think Chris, you were playing it, right?
Yeah, I've re-picked it up. I guess we'll say that game is still really good.
You should get a discount for buying it again, though.
Should.
Yeah. Oh, there's not. Yeah,
should be like $20 to game. Buy if you had it before.
Or even like half price, I'd be all right with that. I mean, whatever, right. I'm kind of all right with it anyway because I paid it. So, so it's GTA 5 again. Prettier.
Yeah.
Way prettier.
But say, the pictures I've seen, comparison shots, like, are drastically different games almost.
I saw a picture of rain on the ground, and it looks fantastic. It looks like actual rain on the ground.
Yeah, everything is really, really pretty. And they had to do that because they added in the first person mode.
Yes.
So like when you're down, you're in first person mode, you're kind of closer to everything and you can go inspect everything a little bit closer, so they definitely had to upgrade the textures on all the stuff. That control system's a little weird. I don't like driving in it at all.
In first person mode?
Yeah, and I like driving in cockpit mode, like for racing games and stuff. And I think the way GTA's driving works, it just doesn't suit first-person driving very well. There's just too much going on that you can't see. So when you're chasing after somebody, you're too low to the ground, and you can't really pick your lines well, and you're more apt to get blindsided.
Is it hard to change between the two?
No, you just press the... what is it? The little square box button?
Oh.
It's the select button, yeah. Or the back button, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, they...
Always be the select button, god damn it.
Yes.
Or what they change it to.
So it's that button, you just press it, and it's just another camera view. You know, if you press that before, it would cycle a variety
instant
of different
cameras.
Yeah, right away. The default control system for it is just regular controls, which makes it really weird. But you can change it to, like, Call of Duty controls and, press stick in to run.
Right.
That stuff works really good. Although, if you're playing with the regular controls, A is to run. So I kept going into sneak mode at first because I didn't... I had switched it to first-person controls, but didn't quite realize that it was actually, like, Call of Duty controls, and I could just... Because instructions were still coming up saying press A to run, like in the tutorial stuff. But that stuff works really well. It feels good. Shooting feels nice. That game's still really good.
Did you get to transfer your Grand Theft Auto Online character over? Or?
Yes, see, I had heard there were problems, I guess, on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't try it yet. I know that there was a patch yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to say, supposedly it's fixed. But
yeah, another game. Now, this is a year-old game at that. Actually, over a year-old game, and it launched with problems. So, a continuing trend for this year.
I thought every game this year launched with perfection.
Oh, yeah.
There have been problems.
Destiny was perfect.
What games were you playing, sir? I think you're crazy.
Hey, the Art of War expansion to EU4 worked perfectly at launch. That's all I'm saying.
I guess there are exceptions.
So it's just the year of early access games. That's all.
That's true.
You need to know.
Early access games, nice.
GTA was
very true.
GTA was already out.
Like, fucking Steam gets to slap a label. Like, oh my god, we get it early. It was fucking. That's what Sony and Microsoft need to do, is just, you know, put that label on there.
On Microsoft games. $60 for a game that's not finished.
It's a soft opening. It's a soft, yeah. You know? Shit has mistakes.
I mean, by comparison, like, Call of Duty was actually really kind of problem-free. Yeah.
Call of Duty gets extra points just for working on day one.
After like the first day. Like launch day was pretty bad.
Yeah, we tried to play that night, and it was a little bit laggy, and there were definitely some weird problems. But
we didn't have too many problems the first night, but then again, I was trying to adjust to the... And I didn't try playing with other people either. I just played random people. But...
Yeah, so that game at least works.
Yeah.
We could talk about Call of Duty, though, later. Let's talk about something else that came out this week. Fozzie, you've been playing Far Cry.
I have. Yep. I'd say I'm almost 3 hours in. It's Far Cry.
That's what Jeff told me. He said it's Far Cry 3 with a worse story.
So it's not a Far Cry from Far Cry 3?
Zing. The problem is that, like, Oz was such a good villain. Mm-hmm. People forget that this protagonist is actually, he actually has more of a story than kind of the bro guy, whatever the fuck his name was, from 3.
Jason, wasn't it?
Yeah, which, you know, he wasn't too bad. I did like, kind of like, the whole, like, island plan. It's kind of similar to that, where you are a member of the Golden Path, which I guess your father created. So, created that. Let's see. And kind of, I don't know, as far as the story is going. Again, it's just it's very similar. There's story missions for all that shit. And it's a totally open world. Lots of crafting in there, too. But I'm having fun with it, you know. I mean, I think they saw that they had a good formula with 3, but
it seems that that's their formula for everything, though. Because like Watch Dogs, very like go and liberate these towers and open up these this aspect of the world. And Assassin's Creed is like go liberate these towers. And
right.
Open up this aspect of, like, is it? It's still that sort of formula that 3 had, where it's like, go get these towers, then you'll open up more of the map, and you'll have more control. Yeah. And
absolutely. And that's the thing, is that I think that after this one, formula is definitely going to lose some of its appeal. You know, especially because 2 games, I guess it did come out, late 2012, right?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, and then Blood Dragon was last year. Which was basically the same type of formula.
Very similar.
Sci-fi setting.
Yeah, just like 80s style. I mean, again, if you're a fan of 3, I think you'd still like to play this, because I felt that 3 had a lot of promise. It was a very underrated game, in my opinion. I don't know if underrated, a lot of people played it, but Just, I feel like that was just something that I didn't really see in an open world game as far as a crafting system that was actually pretty cool. And yeah, if you like it, again, if you're a fan of the series, you'll like this. There's no doubt about that.
Is there snow?
I believe so. There's snow on the mountains. I don't know where the other parts of the snow may be.
Well, it's supposed to take place in like the Himalayas, right?
Yeah. So I think I've seen, since I'm in like the southern portion, maybe I'm not seeing as much, but I think the north portion is going to have probably more snow. And the pretty cool thing is that, you know, everything is out there. You can even beat the game, I hear, in like 30 minutes, but...
I saw that.
Yeah, so what I'm assuming is that you just go straight to the main guy's stronghold, and then you kill him there. Something like that. But, yeah.
No, you don't kill... I don't believe you kill anybody.
Oh. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do you get captured early on?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a choice you can make there, and that's what triggers the ending.
Interesting. Okay.
I choose to die, and you die. So.
It requires you, like, waiting around for, like, 15 minutes, but...
Oh, great.
Oh, I see. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
I think something like you're invited to have dinner with dinner. Somebody. Yep. Yeah. And if you stay through the dinner, the game will end.
I was thinking about that. I thought, you're just kind of wandering around his house. And I was like, what if I just stayed around or, you know, he goes out for, like, a cell phone call or something, and I think that's what, you know.
Yeah, and, like normal reaction is, shit, this is my time to escape. Like...
Right.
So they kind of, I guess they wrote in like an alternate to that. Like, hey, if you want to play the game by his rules, like, here you go.
Right.
It's kind of cool that they put that in there, though.
Yeah, I like that. You know, obviously, it's like early on where, you know, you could like do it just to fuck around with it and then you actually do like the actual game. But I think that's a pretty cool addition to the game, you know. But. I mean, again, it's nothing revolutionary. It's nothing you haven't played in 3 already, but yeah, definitely I feel that the villain, like, he just doesn't have that same type of insanity that the other villain had in Far Cry 3, which I really liked, but you know, I think, again, I'll be putting some solid hours into it, and then I haven't tried the co-op yet. I do want to try that out and just see how that works. And everything, so there's still some things to explore in that game.
Cool. I definitely want to play it, so.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of open world games. Like there's no game that's just like 8 hours and just call it a day. There's, like, every game out there right now is, you got to put, like, you know, 30 hours into each of them. It's just.
Yeah, and that's a lot of time.
All right, yeah. So, I mean, it's trying to kind of think about, you know, my game of the year, but, like, I want to play Dragon Age. That's a, you know, 40-hour game. I want to, you know, play Master Chief Collection. You know, I mean, that you'll probably have to sink, like, 20 hours into.
Assuming it ever works.
Yeah.
I mean, I finished up a Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. That was like 10 hours of gameplay.
You can play by yourself.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's right
is,
now.
In that game, is there, like, you can play online co-op, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Through the single player? Well, through the quote-unquote single player campaign?
Well, yeah, all four campaigns have four-player co-op.
Oh, cool. Okay. Does that part work?
I assume as long as you're trying to play with people in your party, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you're trying to play, if you're trying to get match made, and there are something called playlists in there, which you know, there's certain campaign missions set up in like a playlist style, and that has matchmaking, and I don't think that's working right now. Okay. And none of the matchmaking is working for me right now at all. So, yay, Halo, love it.
Yay.
I love Halo.
I do.
Great.
No regret.
You know what I love is the cinematics in Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yeah.
That shit is amazing.
Yeah, it looks...
Yeah. Speaking of Dragon Age, though, Tony, tell us about Dragon Age.
Oh, I haven't played since last week.
Okay, well then don't tell us about Dragon Age.
I'll tell you nothing. I'll tell you nothing, because I'm going to buy
it. Is anybody buying it?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I still have, like 4 hours left in my trial. So
yeah, me too. I have 4 hours left in the trial, and then I'll hop in and make the full purchase.
Oh, so can I still get the trial?
Yeah.
I think so, sure.
Yeah, all those trials work after launch still.
Okay, cool. I don't know if I want to play that just yet.
That's my thought, too. I don't really want to get into it, because I know if I start playing that, I'm going to play nothing but that.
Sure.
I've heard that there's some really it's really great in aspects, but then there's some really tedious parts to it as well, and I'm I don't know if I want tedium right now.
Yeah. Well, that was true of Origins too. There were parts where you're the Mage Tower, for example.
Yeah.
It's when is this going to be over? And the deeper.
There's one part in Dragon Age 1 I remember, which kind of is the reason why I stopped playing that one, was you're like a mouse or something. I don't know. You're in this fade.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. And it was really just really tedious, I felt. And I did not like it at all.
Oh, that's in the tower too, I believe.
Mm, yeah, then
you get turned into a mouse and have to relearn everything.
Yep, that's pretty much probably why I stopped.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about Dragon Age at some point in the future. Sure. But
we are.
Don, tell us about WWE 2K15.
Game of the year.
Game of the year. Oh, did I say that too quick?
Game of today?
No.
Best game you've played today?
I played Destiny for a few minutes, and I like Destiny a lot.
I have also played WWE 2K15. I don't know what Don's opinion on it is. I think Destiny's a better game.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Now, you bought it strictly for your son, right?
My son wanted it, so I got it for him. I don't know how much time I'm going to actually be putting into it.
Does he like it?
He hasn't actually got a chance to play it yet because he's
okay.
Practice all week. So,
it has some interesting things. So it's the second year that 2K has worked with it. It's the first full year that they've worked with it. Last year they did really cool. They had this retro legends, all these old school wrestlers in the game. These WrestleMania moments. They had some really cool stuff last year, but it lacked a career mode. This has a kind of a career mode like NBA 2K has. Not quite as good, mind you. I wish there were some. Let's see. Hold on. Let me. Ah, oh, crap! I'm in the middle of a match. I can't see how many matches I've played or anything right now. But
you played a good amount because I checked the leaderboards. That you had won 13 matches already, so...
Was that today, or...?
I think I checked it earlier today.
Okay, so that was my first night playing. I've probably played twice as much now. I've probably played about 25-plus matches now. I'm getting kind of used to the controls. They did change a couple of things control-wise from last year, which confused me, and the controls aren't quite as responsive in certain aspects like I'm used to, but I've adjusted to that now. There's times where, I don't know, Chris, if you noticed, if you hold down the grapple button to try and grab a hold of him,
mm-hmm.
the whole time you're holding it down, it's not doing anything until you let go.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't realize that at first either. They don't actually teach you that.
No, they don't.
There's no tutorial. There's no tutorial match saying this is what you do, but you just go in and wing it. I've mostly been playing the career, though. It's pretty neat. You get to create your character kind of like you imagine you would, and take them up from the bottom. You're at the development school. You wrestle on these no-name people that they probably made up for the game. And then you go through the echelons of TV stardom, basically. I think I'm on Main Event.
Is that the,
I'm not sure.
Is that the first thing after NXT?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, I won the NXT title and moved on. And you get to level up your guy and give him attributes. And the career part's really cool. Like, I really like that. But I haven't really dabbled with much of the rest of it yet. I haven't played online at all yet. We'll have to play at some point before my review. But supposedly, your character can run into my career or...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty
so
cool.
So you could beat Don up, even though Don's not playing?
Yeah. My virtual created character could beat Don, and I can't beat anybody in the game.
What's your character's name?
I don't know how to change the name. He's just called Superstar.
Oh, dude, I tag team. We were tag team buddies. I'm dead serious. Superstar in all capital letters, right?
I guess. Was he wearing black pants and a scorpion on his hip? Yeah, that's my
real
guy.
Generic brown hair, short brown hair.
Yeah, like I guess short, not like
kind of like a bowl cut.
No,
Chris is the master of character customization.
Okay.
I didn't go very deep on it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, mine's not either. My wife walked in. She's like, "That's not like people you usually make." I was like, "Eh, no, I just wanted to jump into it."
You know, what caused me to make like such a shitty looking character is that it's not very friendly to use. Like everything has a loading screen, so if I want to change the tights on the guy,
oh yeah,
it loads. So
there's
like,
no preview.
Yeah, there's no way to be like, all right, that's what I want, click, and then it loads in, it saves. It's like, if I want to try these pants, I have to, like, load the pants in, and then it's like, no, I don't like them, so I have to go back. It's like,
right.
I'll just use
that's
these.
Why I didn't spend a lot of time either. But I don't like making characters and stuff. I get kind of the basics down, and then I go with it. I actually haven't even gone through and switched up my moveset yet. I'm still using most of the generic move. I went in and changed my finisher, and that was about it. I don't know. It's a wrestling game. It has a career mode now, which is cool. And I haven't played with the rest of it. Instead of the moments of WrestleMania, it has it's called Showcase, I believe.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah, right. Which was really cool. I started the CM Punk one, and it kind of got me into it. I haven't watched wrestling in years, really. I play the game every year, but I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, the visual packages on it are really cool.
Saw that. John Baum did a quick look, and yeah, it was pretty sweet. Like how they packaged that, I was like, "Damn, I can watch this. This is pretty cool."
Yeah,
it was probably like over like 20 episodes of wrestling, because like seriously, wrestling is like the Dragon Ball Z of fucking shows as far as that goes. It's that you know, there's the build up for like 6 months, and then they have it at the main event. So
right,
but
it was really
cool.
Good. Analogy
to that,
it's
yeah.
Analogy.
I mean, they have an event every month, but it's like there are three
or four
that actually matter. So,
yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, of course, like WrestleMania is the big one, but yeah, I was just like, oh, this is pretty neat. Like, I haven't watched since middle school days, but
yeah,
it was nice, like being able to kind of skip all the bullshit of actually watching these shows and gain like 4 or 5 minutes of like their story or whatever, hyping it up to WrestleMania, which or whatever Money in the Bank I think was the one that they were doing it for. But yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think they have they cut the roster a lot, like compared to last year's game. Like I said, it doesn't have all the legends, but I'm pretty sure they did that because they have a season pass with like, if I remember right, like a ton of characters are going to be available over the course of the next several months.
Yeah, like there's
like Diamond Dallas Page, which I'm a huge fan of that guy.
Yeah,
there's
going to be like a Hulk Hogan showcase thing and a Mark Henry showcase thing and
sexual chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
He actually kicked my ass in this like not too long ago. It wasn't fair, man. I was mad. It was right before pay per view. I was trying to get my first pay per view slot. And, dude, he just demolished me, man.
He's the world's strongest man.
I was like, that's not fair. I know, and I'm like a little weakling. Like my rating, like right now, is 75 out of 100. My this, ability rating. But
is this anyway. the first next gen, I guess, like or game that they put out for the wrestling, or did they it have is. A 2K 14? Okay.
Yeah, there was.
No.
There was no 2K14.
What it seems with sports games, man, is that they always go bare bones with the first, like.
Yep, because NHL is shit this year, too.
Yeah.
Madden was awesome.
No, I mean...
I don't think this is bare bones. I think the fact that they added a career to this one, and I don't remember, I think they left some stuff out of the last gen consoles. It may have been either the showcases or the career. I think it's the career, though, they left out of last gen this year. But the fact that they added a career to this is pretty... is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
So... Last year, the lack of a, you know, if it wasn't for all their WrestleMania moments and whatnot, well, I mean, and all the old school characters, I wouldn't have liked it near as much as I did.
I mean, that's
this
why
way
you
is complete opposite.
Play these types of games, though, like you want to create your character and build them up, and then go like
right.
on your road to WrestleMania and winning like the WWF title. As like unless you're specifically buying like an arcade type title, like.
Right,
like where it's like I want to play as you know the Ultimate Warrior or whatever, and right. fight Hulk Hogan, and they look like the toys you had as a kid.
Yeah, what was that game?
WWE All Stars.
Yeah, that's it.
I heard it was really good. I didn't play it.
I didn't like it, but that's just me.
I don't know, Earl.
I don't like good games, so you know we all know that.
True.
Come on.
True.
That is true. So, you gonna play more of a review?
Oh yeah, I got a review copy, so I'll be hitting this hardcore for the next week.
There we go, hardcore WWE. Tony, you play anything else?
I finished Call of Duty. The
yay!
I did too.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was fine, I guess.
Sure. Fine, I guess. I don't know. It seems to be getting pretty good marks.
I really liked it up to the end, which was kind of bleh.
I didn't like the last level.
Yeah, the last level was not very much fun.
Sure.
Was it like hard or something?
No.
It was actually really easy.
Yeah.
Oh.
You kind of just blaze right through it.
You're in a mech suit the entire time, right?
Like, yeah, and you just destroy everything.
Yeah.
Until nice. The end part, which I'm not going to spoil the ending, but it's just lame. Compared to some of the stuff that they've done to finish off some of the other Call of Duty games, it was just, I don't know, just lame.
It seemed like a waste, like yeah. to me, like you wasted the main villain.
Yeah, it just kind of peters out. That's what it felt like. Like it had built to this huge crescendo, Kevin Spacey, this monstrously evil villain, and the. It just kind
of... Now it's over.
Now it's over. Now go do something else. Go play the co-op or something. So anticlimactic.
Off to the multiplayer.
I will say, playing through this whole campaign, I enjoyed it, but I'm also reminded why you don't consider Call of Duty to be like a great single-player game. Like, so many of the cool stuff that happens, you're either not doing yourself... It just feels like you're watching so much of it. And there's no like difficulty to it, because even if you die, like the checkpoints are so close together, you just kind of immediately do it over again. So it just, I don't know. I can't see how you can get stuck in this one. You just kind of play right through it.
I don't think I got stuck ever, but I don't know, there's some frustrating moments, but yeah, not like, I felt that was kind of just my fault, if anything, but I enjoyed the campaign. I think you're right, though, the ending could have been better.
There were a couple levels in the campaign that I thought were really well done, though. Like, there's that stealth, I hate stealth missions, but there's that, like, you're using the grapple hook to kind of, like, fly around the level, and I thought that was a lot of fun.
In the compound?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that one was pretty cool because it was stealth, but you were moving around really quickly, and I didn't get spotted, so that was nice. Yeah, but you're right, Tony. Like, a lot of it is just you're the camera.
Yeah, there was that editorial on Polygon this week where they were like, it's basically a third-person camera game.
Yeah, you're following the hero. So you're following Gideon, or you're following, like, what was her name, Alona? Or, you know, somebody else. And, like, they're the ones that are always doing the cool stuff.
That doesn't sound very cool.
I don't know, I liked
it's
it.
Tough. It's fun. No, I mean, that's the thing, is that you want the user to do it, but I feel that people are really dumb sometimes, like, really dumb. And instead of, like, being immersed in it, they want to look around for Easter eggs or something, so...
And to Tony's point, like, when you do actually get control to do, like, you're the one... At that final climactic scene in the game, you're the one, and it's just really poorly done. Like, it's just God.
And I don't know if you guys saw Yahtzee's review of the game this week.
No.
No, I haven't.
It's you should watch it, but he refers to the button prompts as slow time events.
Slow time events.
Which is how they are. It's like, okay, just push this button to continue playing the game.
Yeah, they're really forgiving.
Right.
It's like, what is the point of this? Like, it's not simulating any kind of motion or anything. It's just like, hit the button to keep going and do something else.
I will say this, though, it takes place in Africa somewhere, where it's like the highway sequence where you're jumping onto the bus, and then,
yep.
Even though you're like the quick time events is like it's almost impossible to fail. I don't know. I thought it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the only time in the game where it felt that actually felt real, like you had any sort of like control over what was happening. Some of the other stuff is cool, though. Some of the missions where you use the grapnel.
Missiles.
The grapple.
Mm-hmm.
Especially near the end, where you're fighting like the guys in the mech suits.
Yeah.
Those are cool. And it kind of gets more of a less corridor, more open worldish element there, too.
There are definitely levels where it feels more Halo-inspired than recent Call of Duty-inspired. Like, where, you know, the setting is kind of open and you can move around and try and take out the enemies that way. Like, it takes place on the ship, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one where you go in and there's like a hangar area, and like a hover ship comes in and drops some enemies off, and then there's enemies on the far end, and like you're kind of trying to position yourself through there. And it was like, I'm not just walking straight anymore. I'm moving around trying to figure out how best to take out the enemies.
Right, like flanking them and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely has its good moments.
Have you played any more the multiplayer or the co-op?
I haven't gotten back into the competitive multiplayer. I think all of the co-op I've played has been with you guys.
Oh.
I will say I don't think it's as good as Jeff thinks it is.
I think Jeff should play Titanfall's co-op.
Yeah.
I put that in the email, too. We have to get him to play at least one.
I think Titanfall's co-op is better than Call of Duty's co-op.
It is.
But I like Call of Duty's co-op, but I think Titanfall's co-op is better.
It is tough to say. I've definitely put a lot more time into Titanfall, so I feel like I can be not biased at that point, but I mean, I tend to agree that like it's a lot of fun, and it's pretty forgiving too.
Yeah,
Call of Duty's is actually really difficult. At least as far as their co-op is concerned,
it's just throwing waves of dudes at you. That's all it feels like, and they like walk right straight towards you.
Right.
And, where yeah. and there's no, it's just like eliminate them, right? Like there's no,
there's nothing else to it. Like there are some like, okay, go pick up the dog tags or pick up the intel or whatever. But but most of it isn't that. It's just kill dudes.
Kill everybody. Yeah, that's what I liked about Titanfalls is there's an objective to it. Like you are defending, you know, this. It's basically a tower defense game at that point, but you're defending an area and you're trying not to let the enemies get to you.
Now that said, in Titanfall, it's always the same objective, though.
Right, but even then, like it feels like there's a purpose to it outside of some arbitrary, like, hey, we randomly told you to. Now it's kill confirmed, go.
I feel that also with Titanfall, there's a bit more co-op. Or maybe not as far as co-op, but at least more structured. So, for example, you could be like, okay, me and you, we're going to go take out the Mortar Titans, and then these two will stay back and take care of, like, the Nuke Titans, for example. So, I feel that it's a little bit more clear-cut. With Call of Duty, that's the thing, is that you can be set up in this room and have, like, great defense, and then all of a sudden it just switches it on you, and, like, okay, now we have to go and scatter, and kind of difficult to like plan where you want to go, and you know, the maps are fairly large as far as, you know, as far as the multiplayer is concerned, so it's just like I felt like the Titanfall was a bit easier for that. Yeah, just my opinion.
Fozzie and I played some Kill Confirmed on Tuesday, and that went pretty well. It's a lot of fun. I'm getting better at it. I think the matchmaking is starting to kind of solidify and match you up with people of your skill level, because I was doing really well.
No. Yeah, it's after that first couple days, I mean, it has vastly improved as far as, I think I've only seen like maybe one or two guys that have double prestige.
Right, we were getting matched up with dudes that were like, had already prestiged on that first night. It's like, what the hell is going
like
on?
Two or three times, like, we had no chance. So I don't know if maybe it's because we had a full group or like a bigger group, but like with me new playing, felt like we were easily able to get.
Yeah, and I mean, and we weren't winning every game, but we were in every game. Like we weren't getting blown out, and had a nice kill shot of a kill cam shot where a guy came up and ran up on me and I punched him in the gut.
All that.
Anybody else play anything?
It's more Unity. It's gained to a point where it's playable, which is nice.
I'm waiting for patch 3.
Yeah, there's still severe frame rate issues, but I haven't seen any of the like cosmetic stuff where people like the faces and things. I haven't really seen that before.
That is actually a PC issue. There's like a particular card that eliminates the faces. And they've actually there's a day one patch fixed that problem.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. So. People had screenshots of that, but it wasn't actually a real problem that people were having.
There's a great video out there. I don't know which site put it up, but it's this kind of dramatic cutscene where what's the guy's name? Arno or whatever. He's talking to this guy, and there's these two, I guess, NPC characters that are having their own conversation. Just in the room.
In the middle of the cutscene. Yeah. So, like, can't hear anything. Like, I thought that was funny.
Fantastic.
Like, it was a pretty, like, dramatic thing. I think you were talking to Napoleon Bonaparte, and then, they're just, like, chit-chatting, and then they're, like, you know, like, just, like, cursing and shit, and you're like,
you just be like, shut the fuck up. What are you doing? It was great.
Hilarious. Yeah.
HBO Go came out today.
Yes.
I've already used it.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have HBO in order to utilize this, I assume, right?
Currently.
Currently, yeah.
That's going to change next year. They're coming out with you can get a subscription to HBO Go and only HBO Go.
Yeah. So it's there. It's finally there. A year in.
So what makes it so good if you already have HBO?
It has every series episode.
Oh.
It's like Netflix for everything that's ever been on HBO.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, you have
Taxi Cab Confessions?
Yeah, I think it has that. It's got mature stuff.
Nice. Does it have what?
Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yeah, there's something called Late Night. There's a tab called Late Night, and there's a...
Nice.
There's, like, Real Sex and Taxi Cab Confessions on it. But I don't think they have the entire series of that stuff. It's just kind
of... Of course,
there's like hundreds of fucking episodes for that.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? That show was popular when I was a kid.
Yeah, but
like, if you want to watch, say, all the Sopranos or all of True Blood, or
it's got like old school shows too, and like the newer ones. So I mean, the nice thing I think about it is that it's just one less reason for me to switch over to cable because. Like, yeah, I have Comcast On Demand, but it's kind of a pain, too. Like, I don't know, I don't like the On Demand system for Comcast. It just feels a little sluggish. One is just, it's super easy. Yeah. It's all there for you, and it's like, it just looks sleek. It's just, you know, it's a great package. If you have HBO, it's a no-brainer.
The Xbox One app is really, really sleek, too. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Way nicer than the 360 app, so...
And it's funny, too, because there was a commercial for it that, like, came out, like, 2 or 3 days ago. It's like, Xbox One's available, or HBO Go is available on your Xbox One. So it's kind of throwing people off. The rep said, oh, no, we haven't released it yet. So,
which was funny because I guess you could Bing search it. And
right.
Like on Xbox One, and it would show up, so you could download it from there. But it wasn't available through the app store. Like, you couldn't search in the app store for it. So like they had pressed the button to put it live, but it wasn't like put onto the store page yet.
Yeah, that was a little inconvenient, but I think that, you know, people knew, well, this is coming out probably very soon.
Yeah,
they just didn't have any like concrete details, but yep, it's out now. You have HBO and you have the Xbox One.
There.
I would recommend it, and yeah, the nice thing is that it's like Comcast enabled, so if you have friends at Comcast and they're feeling generous, they can always give you their password too, and you can enjoy some HBO.
Nice.
And
I didn't know
that's
that.
Pretty much the only reason I have a set top, so I just need to like pay someone like $10 a month to use their HBO Go, and never don't worry about cable ever again. Seriously, I don't. I can't remember. Like, I just watch it for sports games and HBO. That's about it.
That's the only reason I have cable. Those two things.
And did I hear ESPN is launching their own server, their own streaming service next year? Like a standalone service?
Really?
I thought I had heard that.
Oh, God. I'm so happy because my apartment complex is getting gigabyte internet, too, very soon. So I'm going to be like a pig in shit by next year. It would be beautiful.
I'm moving into your building, Fozzy. I don't care if it's all the way. I'll commute.
Okay.
Fly 3,000 miles.
That's reasonable.
And
think about all the miles you'll have like after a month. Like, oh, I can go around the world.
Perfect. Right.
I guess before we kind of like get into our game of the year prep stuff, Xbox One turns a year old on Saturday.
Yeah,
which means that PlayStation 4 is already a year old, and I guess Microsoft is giving a bunch of stuff out over the weekend.
It's like, are they silly shit, man?
Yeah, things
I got all
want.
Excited. I was like, oh man, that's sweet. And then,
it's a free day one theme.
Well, yeah, there's like some junk that they're giving out to everybody, but then like I guess randomly draw for like a bunch of other stuff too. I guess as long as you've had an Xbox One before November 21st, you're eligible to win any of the other prizes they're giving out. And they're giving out a Sunset Overdrive bundle, a Call of Duty bundle. There's a bunch of games.
They're
DLCs.
Giving out bundles for people that already have the system for a year.
Yeah,
I was about to say, like,
Hey, I will gladly.
About to start melting down, right? The warranty's over.
I mean, you can always sell it, you know, which is nice. But well, I mean, that is kind of weird. Like,
I'd gladly take like a Sunset Overdrive bundle to put in my bedroom, like have it as like a media player or whatever.
Sure.
I'd love having the white one. I wanted that one.
It's pretty.
I did too, but then I was like, I'm gonna have to get the white PS4, the white Wii U, and like, I need that symmetrical.
And you don't want the white Wii U.
No, exactly. I like the black one. The white one looks kind of like, and it's got what, 8 gigs. Or
yeah,
something.
The white one has no. Not that like the black one has a whole lot, but
all 32 gigs, baby.
That's more
like
than the
smartphones.
One
most probably the average smartphone probably has as much as that.
Right.
Really sad.
All right. So we aren't too far away from having to have our Game of the Year deliberations.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
We talked a little bit about this last week. I brought Don on to kind of... so we could discuss this week. But is there any games that we should be definitely trying to play... Like, outside of it, seems Shadow of Mordor seems to be the big one.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list to play before the end of the year.
I would say Shadow. Again, like, a lot of the Game of the Year stuff that you guys have seemed to be on the same boat with me as far as, like, your, like, top four or five that you've already played. Again, Far Cry 4 could be a potential one. I don't know exactly. Maybe the story might kick up a little bit, which would be nice. But at the moment, it'll probably be a top five. I don't know if it'll be Game of the Year. But again,
and Don, you didn't like Far Cry 3, right, Don?
No, I mean it was okay, but I don't see it hitting my list. It would have to blow me away. And from the sounds of it, it's Far Cry 3. That's you know, just a little different, you know.
Yeah,
Far Cry 3 2.0. Wait.
Yeah,
exactly.
As while that's a great game and all, that I don't see that hitting my top 10 list.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's going to be games that we're not all going to agree on. So
right.
I
am right now seeing about 4 or 5, maybe 6 games that are we're gonna agree on, and then like another 4 that we're gonna pop in.
Right. And I think that the only reason I do recommend Shadow of Mordor is that, like, it's such a unique game. It's really not a game that you can just, you know, I can be like with Far Cry 4, I can be like, well, hey, if you like Far Cry 3, then give Far Cry 4 a chance. But with Shadow of Mordor, it's, you know, it's kind of its own beast, you know, as it is, so.
I'll tell you, this year, my standout, my Tomb Raider, so to speak, this year, is probably South Park. It was the underdog. Like, I wasn't really sure how good it was going to be, but I ended up loving that fucking game.
South Park's really good. It's been on my list on and off all year, and I think it's going to definitely be on my top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see it being our Tomb Raider. Like, Tomb Raider was last year being the number one. I don't see that at all. I'm not trying to say that, but that was my standout game this year that really caught me off guard. And if nobody hears, I think Tony's the only one that hadn't played it.
Right.
Ideally, I would like to play that, but again, that's just like a...
Oh, I didn't know you...
That's another 30 hours.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that long, is it? It's only like...
No, it's about 20 hours.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Ish. No. It's less than that, isn't it?
I think I did it in 15.
Yeah, 15.
I'm really waiting for a lot of Black Friday deals, honestly. I feel like I do need to play Wolfenstein just because there are a lot of people, not just Hefe, mind you, that say that this is the best shooter out there this year, and it seems to be kind of just in the background of a lot of people's minds. But again, with Black Friday, if I get that under 20, if I get South Park under 20, I would probably snag both of those.
I think Wolfenstein does some cool things narratively. I don't think it's a very, like, it's based on an old shooter franchise, but it feels like the combat to me felt really old.
Old.
Like,
yeah,
it did. It did. And I didn't like it at all.
So again, I'm wondering like how many of those people that are loving it are just like fans of old school gaming and are just like clamoring for something.
Or remember like when it came out, like it came out like May, I think. Was it May?
Right.
Yeah, like nothing else was coming out.
Yeah, and Watch Dogs severely kind of
sucked.
Disappointed for
Sorry.
A lot of people, so
you don't have to apologize. Don't ever apologize for that.
Yeah,
I don't know who you're talking
to. Like
Watch
Dogs, you know, like, I mean, I thought Watch Dogs was all right, but it's not right. on my top 10.
It's not my top 10 either. It was fine. At the time, it was nice because there wasn't really anything
else to play. There wasn't anything else to play, exactly. I mean, I don't think I would have played as much Watch Dogs as I did if it had come out now.
If it came out now, I wouldn't have played it at all. There's no way I'd have bought it.
It was just we needed a game at that point.
Right. It's like I played Thief in February because I didn't have anything to play, and Thief was awful.
But you played it anyway.
But I played all the way to the end. I beat Thief.
Oh, wow.
It's definitely the worst game I've played all the way to the end this year.
Right. All right.
By the way, don't play Thief.
Oh. I had a lot of high hopes for that game. Like, it was made by the guys that made Deus Ex. Like,
right.
I love the stealth in Deus Ex, but what was the main issue? It wasn't fun, or
the campaign got worse. Like, it started out, you're like, oh, this is great. I have all these things I can do. It's very stealthy. I have all these options, and it just gets worse and worse as you go along. The story is awful. The characters are terrible.
It very quickly stops being about stealing shit.
Yeah, you miss the stealing, and it gets more about like supernatural crap and.
Which I mean, every thief kind of does that, but it does it really quickly. Like the third level is when doesn't matter. You're a thief. Like, start doing this other weird shit.
And they're like boss battles and stuff. You're just like, what? Why is this in the game?
Yeah.
I should be like sneaking through warehouses and stealing jewels. This is not what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
The boss battles were especially bad, which I mean, coming from the guys who made Deus Ex,
unsurprising. But
yeah, I think Dishonored is a better Thief game.
Yeah, I regret not playing enough of Dishonored. Like I played like 2 hours.
Oh man, you're right. I would actually like to see a. Well, I guess not like a remastered edition. I really don't want to pop up my 360 again, but right, that game, like I keep going back and forth with it, but I never finished it, which is a shame.
It's the same with Far Cry 3. I feel bad for just not getting through those games.
Man, I love stealth games. So,
Fozzy, like, you have a PC that can play games though, right?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
I would wait until the Steam sale and it'll be like $6 and pick up Dishonored then.
Yeah, I'm sure if that even. Yeah, that's a good point.
And like, even if you don't want to play mouse and keyboard, like you pop in a wired 360 controller, like it'll play fine.
Nice thing about having a Studio 2 is I got a 20-foot HDMI cable, so I just plug that bad boy from my computer desk, my TV.
Right into your TV. That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, right there. It's like. Perfect.
I have one of those, and I have yet to plug the HDMI cable into my laptop. I'm just too lazy to do it.
No.
I could play Civ on my TV, but no, I don't do it.
Nice. Yeah, I've done that before. Played
sounds pretty cool, actually.
Crusader Kings. Like, back in bed
Crusader
with my
laptop Kings has to be like, I don't think I'd want to see that on my TV.
Oh.
I love that
it
game.
Still looks
I
nice.
Adore it. I just don't want to see it in massive screen. pixelated.
Tony, are there any games that like you think we should be at least giving a shot to?
I mean, the one game I would bring up, I mean, everybody's played Titanfall already, but the other one I would say is probably Dragon Age Inquisition.
Gamefly just shipped that for me yesterday, so.
Obviously, it's probably more of a commitment than I think anybody could give to. But
yeah,
I think you could probably put 10 hours into that game and then like kind of make a fair assessment
of
what you've played.
Yeah, you could.
I wouldn't say you'd have to necessarily beat the game, but I mean, that 6-hour trial, I think you could get pretty far.
I could put that trial in and like I could
you know,
after 5 or 6 hours, I can tell you whether I like the game or not.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't think we won't get Jeff to play it. Like that just
right.
won't happen.
That's not a Jeff game. Neither is Divinity Original Sin.
See, that's weird because Hefe really liked Kingdoms of Amalur, which I feel is very similar to Dragon Age, isn't it?
No. Kingdoms of Amalur is an action RPG. This
right?
is not. This is like a tactical command of people.
Well,
like
you're
giving orders. Right? Yeah, you got like your four guys. You're telling them what to do and like coming up with strategies and that kind of thing. And
right,
Kingdoms of Amalur is there's not so much of that as like reaction and just like hitting buttons and killing stuff.
Yeah, making stuff go boom.
Yeah, and loot dropping and that.
I like loot.
That was why Jeff liked Kingdoms of Amalur was the loot, like. Mm-hmm.
Which kind of sucked in that game, but sorry.
The game was great.
It did. I mean,
don't make fun of that game. That game was
sorry.
Fantastic.
No, sorry, I apologize.
You're making fun of a game
shut
of
up,
loot.
Shut up, Don.
And you play Destiny.
Destiny, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry.
Kingdoms of Amalur had better loot than Destiny.
<That's>, yeah, you have nowhere to talk.
Yeah, I can't.
The vending machine in my office building has better loot than Destiny. Look, I got these Cheetos.
You just imagine all the items in the vending machine, like coated in blue duct tape, and pressing one and hoping you open it up and maybe it actually be something you want. It probably isn't. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like they're all like they all say something like chocolate, and then you open them all up and you get like sunflower seeds. You're like,
fucking pretzels.
Surprise, motherfucker!
You know what I want?
Only
them
it's
to do.
Not a surprise.
What I want Bungie to do is sell Ascendant Shards, and like make my money worth something. Like let me not have a cap on the glimmer and let me buy Ascendant Shards for a exorbitant fee, like 20 grand a pop or whatever.
Yeah,
hear that, Bungie? He wants to pay you $20,000. Well,
20,000 glimmer.
that just doesn't sound fun at all to me.
That expansion comes out in a couple weeks, I think. You playing it, Chris?
I might as well. I've already bought it, so.
Oh, nice. You guys
he doesn't have a choice.
Thing.
You got suckered in, son.
I didn't buy it, though, and you know what? I'm not playing it.
Fozzie, you're not playing it either, huh?
No, I didn't get the season's pass, and all things and considered, I haven't played it in like a month now already.
So. I haven't touched it
since
Shadow of Mordor came out,
which was like the next week.
I still have it. It's not been deleted yet out of my Xbox.
That's
I mean,
true. It's still on my console.
But I mean, it's just I know what the game it is and. I understand the fun aspect of it. I really do. But for me, it's just I know I'm not going to have a good time with it, and I just
right.
I don't have time for games that I'm not going to consider in my you know top 10, top 5. Top
yeah,
five.
At this point, it's hard to have fun with a game because it's kind of crunch time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I haven't played much in the past couple weeks. I was playing every single day for God. Since it launched.
Like, you know, you play for almost 2 months straight. Like
I did.
And
I loved every minute of it. And even though I stopped playing the last week or so, it's not. It's still at the top of my game of the year list. But
Loon! Wait, what?
I'm actually going to... A friend of mine is going to start playing it next week, so I said I'd play it with him co-op. So
nice.
Yay, I'll start a new character and... Actually, I'll probably just use one of the other characters I already have, but a low level character. Go through and play with them. Play all that content again.
Again.
I'm excited.
So excited. Fozzie, anything else besides Shadow of Mordor? And maybe Far Cry?
Titanfall!
Well, yeah, I mean, but everyone's already played that. So, I mean, again, I have games that maybe people haven't played yet. I would say Shadow and Far Cry. I do want to get Sunset. I'm hoping that there's like a might be on Black Friday for maybe like $40. Seems like a pretty sweet. I feel comfortable paying that. I feel comfortable paying that. So we'll see, but I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, honestly.
I think Jeff kind of. I don't know. Did he mention this in his email, or maybe he said it over text? But there's a lot of good games this year, but there's nothing that's like really you know, outside of like Titanfall for me. It's like there's nothing like, hey, this is awesome. Like
normally I have like maybe two, maybe three games I'm already like, okay, that's it. That's like my game of the years, and that's the ones I'll fight for. This year I have like five or six. Like it's not necessarily that this year has been like a terrible game or a terrible year for games, but yeah, like Hefe was saying, is that I feel like this game lacked kind of like that once in a console generation type game where, you know, for example, for me, last year was Last of Us. I think Witcher 3 could be that game next year. No, just a game that really comes out like once every few years that you're just kind of taken aback from. And again, like Titanfall, I felt like did a lot of cool things, and it's probably right now a little bit higher than everything else. But yeah, it's a weird time for gaming. I mean, I guess we're not going to consider the remasters, but that's another category we have to consider.
Yeah, let's create that as like a separate award, like
right. Which is smart. Like and like the Game Awards just came out. I looked at it. And I was like, you know what? That's smart. I mean, like we can't put GTA 5 again in there. You know, right.
Or Diablo 3 again.
Which you know, well, I mean, again,
I don't know. It's on my list.
Diablo 3, right. I think we have made exceptions for expansions before. That's why Tony keeps yelling at me, because I keep saying it's Reaper of Souls, and Tony keeps changing it to Ultimate Evil Edition.
Damn it! beat you up, Chris, one of these days.
Because Reaper of Souls is the expansion, so that's kind of okay. Like... That's what I've been counting as Diablo 3 for this year.
Right, yeah.
But we can have that discussion when it comes up. Like that's something else.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, Halo, you, like, GTA, Tomb Raider.
Right.
There's some other remasters too, right?
For me, it was
Sleeping Dogs.
Yep. Sleeping Dogs. Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Tomb Raider had
2 years ago.
Metro was a Metro and Metro Last Light. They were remasters.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a weird time. Like, if I don't consider the remasters, then yeah, I have like five or six games where I don't know how much more I'm going to be playing of those games once this year's gone, but they were decent games, you know, by any means.
I don't know. I have to play Sherlock.
Oh boy.
I know Tony liked that.
Yeah, that game's a lot of fun.
You know what? I'm actually... I could see myself kind of getting into that game too. Now that I think about it,
yeah, I couldn't stop playing it until I was done.
Yeah, I like, you know, solving clues and the fact that you could just be like, all right, I've already made my decision. Fuck you, and just like there's no wrong way to play it, which makes it even better. Like I love open ended games like that where there's not like really a game over, right? There's no can't get a game over in that game.
Faza, you're supposed to tell us how I betrayed you.
Ah, yes. Shall we discuss this evil act of doing? So, first off...
Evil act.
Yeah, you know, here's me. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV. I was like, you know what? No, I was watching a quick look on Giant Bomb, and they were playing this game, Stronghold. No, maybe not Stronghold. Something like that.
That was probably Stronghold 3.
Just came out, sure. Yeah.
Sure, okay. I was like, oh, shit, you know what I haven't played in a while? Is a great city-building game set in medieval times, and you could go out and, like, fight enemies, you know? I was like, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. So Napo being the strategy guy, you know, I go to him. I'm like, what game should I get? I was leaning towards Medieval. And then he's like, yeah, yeah, you should get that. And I was like, well, can you build cities? And he's like, yes.
Which you like, can.
I'm sold. But it's not, like, this city sim, that's such a minute part of it. It's not like I like a game where the city building is kind of like the focal point. Like, you're trying to build the city up, then you can attack and shit. But, yeah, that one was just like, okay, you want to buy a granary for your city, cool. And they put it somewhere for you. It doesn't have the same feel. You're not creating that city. You're just buying stuff, you know. And the massive battles are great, but, oh God, it's just, I realize that I am not a fan of Total War games.
Like, I love of all time right there.
I love, like, the massive scale of it. It's just, you know, it's a game where you're going to have to put some serious time into learning because there's a huge learning curve. Right now with that game, all I'm doing is I'm going into custom games, putting as many characters as I could put on each side, and just letting them go at it. And that's pretty much it. So, yeah, I mean, again, the game is fine, but I was looking for, like, a cheap, like, $20 game, so I'm just going to look somewhere elsewhere. I was looking, there's a game called King Arthur, I think, which, or I guess Age of Empires is kind of what I might be looking at next.
King Arthur is the same as, it's like a Total War game.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
But Age of Empires is definitely more like City.
Oh, yeah.
And also that Banish game looks cool, too, but that game doesn't really have any fighting in it. It's like purely city survival.
Right.
Speaking of which, survival game. Did anyone play This War of Mine yet?
I have it. Don got me a code. I have not played it yet.
Ooh.
I just haven't had a chance yet. I am really interested in playing it, though.
I
asked John to get me a code, so obviously I wanted to play
it. I saw the quick look for that. They just put out one today, and I'm, like, really hooked on it. Like, I think I'm going to play that and try and beat it, too, because that looks like a lot of fun. Yeah, there's just... I like games that kind of has emotion in it.
I don't know if it's a lot of fun. Like,
no, I mean, yeah, it's depressing. Yeah, it's really depressing, but... Like, I mean, just, like, I could see myself getting hooked into it.
Yeah.
The thing
that
really pissed me off, though, was some fucking journalist, but it makes you feel like you're really in war. I'm like, you don't know the first thing about what the hell you just said. Like,
and that's such a stupid statement.
Oh, my God. Like, anytime someone says that, I'm like, you obviously have never been close to a war or experienced anything about war. But, I mean, you know... I understand what he was trying to say is that, like, the game is very bleak, and it's kind of more... The cool thing about it is that the game focuses on the civilian kind of aspect of it. You're in this bombarded city and still under siege, so you kind of have to stay put. And then
Is it an adventure game or what?
It's kind of more lots of tactics, like kind of just straight, like, I don't know, like a simulation. Just like what happens is pretty much during the day is you're resting up and you're feeding people, and then at night you're raiding other homes. So you send one guy out
trying to get supplies, and then
you can set other people to guard your house so people don't raid you during the night too. So. You know, you can go and you can raid someone, and then there's a set time limit. But again, you have to keep in mind that those people could be armed that you go and try and raid. And again, and the cool thing is that if you take like too many things, like your guy will get depressed because he fucked over the person that was living there who's just trying to survive, just like you. So it's pretty interesting, kind of the mechanics. It kind of reminds me of Indigo Prophecy, where you had to kind of control how your guy, like, how he felt and make sure he didn't get, like, super depressed and shit. So,
That's a game I actually expect to see on Corey's list in a couple weeks, so.
Yes, I could, and it looks really neat. I want to kind of dive into that game, too.
Dom,
is it coming to consoles or?
I'm not sure that they'll port it, but maybe like next year or so. I don't know. Would it be a tough game to play on the console? Maybe not. It's definitely a lot of like clicking. Like there's a ton of items in your house. It's kind of like when you played XCOM. You know how you had like the base that was kind of like, you know, hollowed out, and you could see the inside of it.
Gotcha.
That's kind of how it looks like. That's the play style that the game kind of replicates there. Then also, yeah. Looks cool. Looks really cool. So it's like $20. Not too pricey. So.
Yeah, I want to try that the Alaskan platformer adventure game that came out this week. Never Alone.
Oh, I saw that on the...
Yeah, it looks really pretty. I want to give that a try. That evidently has some sort of message to it.
There's some good indie games out there, and you know, it's kind of a, I don't know, just weird time. But like as far as like indie games, it just seems like there's always just like AAA games or indie games. There's just, like, no middleman anymore. But yeah, I mean, like I want to play that Vanishing of Carter game.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, again, time, money. You know, where am I going to fit all this?
Right. It's like I already have like 100 or so Steam games I haven't played
so
yet.
Like, it really has to wow me at this point because I already have like 4 or 5 games I still want to play. And again, we're doing it relatively early, like the 19th. So you have less than a month to play everything we want to play before our.
Yep. Yeah, we got to get this moving. So, Dom, was there anything you'd suggest we play?
Nah, other than South Park. I mean, I got a couple little games on my list that aren't on your guys' list, but you know, it's not. I don't see. Heck, some of those might come off here next month. Call of Duty may hit that list.
Right. I mean, we're all gonna have like those games that aren't gonna be on everybody else's list. They're just our special games and. That's where our lists come in. That's personally, so. Mm-hmm. All right. Then I guess Shadow of Mordor seems to be the big suggestion.
Yes.
And Dragon Age if we get a chance.
At least I'll definitely be playing if Dragon you Age. Have the trial, play the trial and put a few hours into it, but yes.
I will try and play it.
Yeah. It's just, that's the thing, is that this year there's so many games where you'd be like, well, just try this one, see if you like it, because like it's just it's so up in the air as far as like there's no concrete like game of the year right now. So I mean, it's exciting because I feel like, you know, the past couple of years we've kind of already had a set, like kind of we were like aiming towards one. Although like Tomb Raider was kind of a surprise, but again, I don't think anyone was surprised about it winning. But yeah, this year is just like I could go any which way and I would still probably be content with it, but I'll definitely put a fight out there for some more than others.
Alright. We'll be back next week. I don't know if I'll be here next week, but there will be a show, I'm sure.
Wait, the annual Day Before Thanksgiving episode you're gonna miss.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't that the drunk episode?
Yes. Normally is, yeah. I agreed to go to a concert that night, forgetting what night it was. And
oh, well, that was silly of you.
It was, because the fucking concert's like 2 hours away, so it's just a bigger pain in the ass. So, yeah.
So we're podcasting the 26th then.
What?
Next Wednesday.
If you guys want, sure.
Oh. Okay.
I will not be here, so.
Okay, I gotcha. We'll figure it out.
Unless we do it on Tuesday, unless we record on Tuesday. Which, that's probably not going to work, so.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. There will be an episode. There always is.
Right. I can just sit and talk for like 45 minutes.
Tony will talk about strategy.
What the subject would be.
Scary.
Be the Tony strategy hour.
I was about to say strategy game hour.
Reviews of WWE are coming. A Halo Master Chief Collection at some point.
Amiibos.
There should be an Amiibo article up early next week. Those things are weird.
I'm
terrified.
They look cool, but they sound retarded.
I cannot have. I already have enough figures as it is at my place. Like, I can't add this shit. I'm a single man. I'm going to have women come over here, and they're going to be questioning me about this stuff.
You know? And there's plenty of questionable things in there already.
No need to add to it, sir.
I have like a Portal poster and like all this Zelda stuff up already. I mean, I've already.
Well, if you already have Zelda stuff up, you might as well just buy the Link and the Zelda figures.
Perfect.
Put them right on your desk. Stuff is coming. There's content coming. So, Corey's doing the review of this War of Mine, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So stuff's coming. Jeff will be back drunk, I assume.
Still.
Has the show been trying to call him the entire time? Because it's still.
I just saw call failed, but I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm showing like the three little dots. Like it's still trying to connect to him.
We also know your Skype is broken.
Yeah, my Skype does not work very well. Fucking Max. Alright, we'll be back next
Xbox,
week.
Xbox, man.
Yeah.
Oops, stop listening. Shit,
gotcha.
Stop listening.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah, you guys know you can post your videos from Xbox One directly to Twitter now, right?
Really?
I did not know.
I saw that you put that one up there, so that's how you did it?
Yeah, you go to where your videos are, and you press the start button and then share, and it'll give you four options, and one of them is Twitter. Now, if we could just get the screenshot feature.
Yeah.
Right?
Next year.
Screenshot feature would make reviews so much easier.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, that's a good call.
I wish I could automatically post videos to the website. Like, if I could automatically move them to, YouTube without having to download it and then upload it. I think that's the process you have to go through now, right?
Is it download, upload, or is it just upload?
Oh, is it just upload? But you have to use your own bandwidth to push it up, right?
Yes. Like,
right.
Okay. It can't just be transferred.
I don't know where does the video even reside? I guess it resides on the cloud. So, yeah, you would have to use your bandwidth to push it there. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll play around with it. I know it's much quicker doing it from the Xbox than if I upload it to OneDrive. And then go to OneDrive and then take the video and upload it to YouTube. I know it's quicker if I do it straight from the Xbox.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I thought you had to do. I didn't know you could do it straight from the Xbox.
Yeah, you have to use the YouTube app. Nice. But it is doable.
There, I just shared a video. That's nifty.
Nifty. All right.
All right.
Fozzie, say goodnight.
Good night, Fozzie.